Now, I think all of us here this morning can realize that's kind of silly, that focusing so much on the outside would really seep in and change things on the inside. Let me give you a silly example that I think we all would agree upon this morning. Have you ever unplugged your refrigerator before going on a trip accidentally? Have you ever done that? Thinking you're, you know, taking the plug out from maybe the coffee maker, but you accidentally unplug the refrigerator. It's not a very pleasant sight when you come back from your trip, right? The cottage cheese on the lower part of the refrigerator has mold, and that doesn't smell so good. It's like a sour smell. Are you hungry right now? On the middle shelf, there are those leftovers that you thought would be refrigerated while you're gone. Maybe you could have them when you get back, but there's a smell that brings that you don't even recognize. And mixed with the cottage cheese, ooh, that doesn't smell so good. And then there are those bananas that you just put in your hand and they melt in your hand when you get back from the trip. How are you going to clean it? Does it make sense to spray the outside of the refrigerator with water? All the crevices, all the outer components of the refrigerator on the outside. Then get dish soap, or not dish soap, but soap that you'd use for your car, and wash every crevice of the outside of the refrigerator. Then dry it with a towel and then wax it so the outside looks wonderful. And then you put on a picture of Mount Hood or a picture of your family to beautify the whole thing. By focusing on the outside, is that going to seep in the inside and take away the cottage cheese smell and the leftovers? It's really silly, isn't it, to think that would work? Now, you and I know just focusing on the outside won't seep in and impact the inside. Actually, the prophets knew it too. There was a hint in the prophets that they were beginning to teach in the 8th century before Jesus that you shouldn't focus just on the outside, but you should focus on the heart. The prophet Joel says this: "Rend not your garments, rend your heart." Micah, the prophet, would say, "Walk humbly with God." Not just about offerings, but walk humbly with God. Zechariah, in Zechariah chapter 3, critiques the process of Yom Kippur. And then Jesus came in Mark chapter 7. And he taught that it's not just about focusing on the outside, and then that'll seep in on the inside. Jesus taught a whole new way. Jesus taught that it's about the inside, the heart being changed, and then the outside becomes beautiful. This last month, I heard a true story. It's historically, this did happen. Many of you know that this happened. But it's a story about a problem that happened that really required an inside-out solution. I didn't know much about this event, but I read about it and saw a movie about it. The event was Chernobyl. How many of you remember Chernobyl? All right, that happened in 1986. It was in the Ukraine. You probably know the history about that, but there was a big nuclear explosion. And in that nuclear explosion, there were dozens of people that were immediately killed. And then they believe that there were thousands of people, some estimates are 10 to 90,000 people that died within a few years from this nuclear explosion that was terrible. But maybe what you don't know is that it could have been far, far worse. You see, right after the explosion, they poured on water into that plant, and that created like a mix of toxic sludge, lava-like substance that was slowly rising and rising and was going to impact the other nuclear reactors, which would cause a much bigger explosion. In fact, the scientists estimated that it would kill millions of people and make Europe uninhabitable for several thousand years. There's only one solution. the only solution for Chernobyl and a mass impact on the planet, basically, was for three divers to go into the toxic sludge and go down to the very bottom and drain it. And the Russians told those three divers who volunteered to do it that they would take care of their families for the rest of their life. No one expected those divers to live. And they did it. Three divers. And they saved millions of lives. My friends, that was an inside solution that impacted out, that impacted millions. My friends, Jesus taught a philosophy or a way of being unlike any other person on earth. He taught that it's going deep within that will impact out.